Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am sorry that I am running a little bit late. Got busy doing things this morning, and the 12 o'clock hour rolled by and kept on going. And then I realized I hadn't gone on to give you guys your boost for today, your burst of encouragement and empowerment. And so I wanted to just jump on real quick in the afternoon and give you guys what I believe that the Lord would have for me to speak to you today on. And today I want to talk about not giving up. So many times we go through things in our lives and we wonder why we have to go through those things. We wonder, when is it going to be over? You know, maybe it's a bad decision we made. Maybe it's, you know, we had good intentions and we wanted things to work out and things just didn't seem to line up the way we needed them or wanted them to line up. And we have these dreams and these visions. You know, I mean, if you're anything like me, you're a dreamer. And so, you know, God will speak to you, show you something in the Word. You know, you'll get inspired by a color, by a conversation, and you then start thinking and planning and journaling and seeking God for, you know, things to do and how to do them, and he'll give you this wonderful vision, and you write it down, and you begin to think, okay, this is going to be great, and in the middle of it or at the beginning of it or close to the end of it, you know, things start to fall apart or things start to look different or the results aren't always what you thought they would be. And so you begin to wonder about if I am even doing what I should be doing. Am I walking down the right path? Am I talking to the right people? Am I surrounding myself with the people that are going to help me become or be the person that God says that I'm going to be? Now, I'm a firm believer because it says right there in Psalms 139 that God had thoughts about you, and those thoughts he wrote down in a book. And so I'm a firm believer that not only are you the right one to do whatever it is that God has placed on your spirit, but even to be a dreamer, and listen to me, follow along with me as I go down this thought process, even to be a dreamer, even to have vision, it requires a certain kind of somebody. Not everyone has huge dreams. I mean, we all have dreams. We all have aspirations. We all have things that we want to accomplish. But to be a dreamer in the sense of you dream things and then those dreams come to pass, not this, you know, one day I'm going to be rich and, you know, but I'm going to sit at home and watch soap operas every single day and not do anything towards that dream. I'm talking about you put your dreams into motion. You dream about it. You journal about it. You think about it. You pray about it. You fast about it. You study. You go and you get the education that you need. You start making steps towards that dream or taking steps towards that dream. You're a visionary, and you can inspire others to catch the vision and run with it. In Habakkuk 2, it talks about writing the vision and making it plain so that they that run can still read it and understand it and share it with other people. If that is you, if that's who God has created you to be, then there comes a time when you take risk. There comes a time when you do things, you go over and above doing what you think should be done, and you start doing what you know you have to do in order to see the results that your dream has shown you. And when you get in that mindset, and if you're anything like me, you're like a train plowing down the railroad track. You're just chugging along, chugging along, chugging along, chugging along. But even trains, even if they're on track, listen, somebody's going to catch it. Even a train, when it is on track, can be derailed. Even a train, when it's on track, can have an issue or have an accident. They don't happen often, but they do occur. There are train wrecks. You've heard that combination of words, a train wreck, because a train wreck is devastating. A train wreck is demolishing. A train wreck is something that is so out of the normal, but yet when it happens, it destroys everything, and it cannot be easily fixed. It can't be easily fixed. And so in those moments, you want to throw up your hands and say, you know what, I give up. You know what, I don't know what went wrong, but I don't know how to fix it either. And so you want to throw up your hands. And I am here to stand before you like Winston Churchill did in World War II and say, never give up. Never, never, never give up. Because if God has given you the plan, if he has shown you the way, if he has taken the time to construct a dream and given that dream to you, it is accomplishable. Or I know that's not a word, so let me put it as a word. It is something that can be accomplished. How about that? It is something that can be accomplished. We just have to understand that God never promised us a rose garden. God never said the way would be easy. I even as I talk about this, I'm encouraging myself because many of times I've wanted to give up. Just recently, I wanted to throw in the towel on everything that God gave me and just say, you know what? This obviously was a pipe dream. You've heard that expression. This is a pipe dream. This obviously was something that you didn't give to me. It was something that I wanted, and now I've messed it up. I screwed it up. I did something wrong, and God himself rebuked me and said, how dare you take something that is mine, something that I gave you, and think that you can throw in the towel on my divine purpose. You can throw the towel in on what I've given you. And so when I think of that, I just wanted to encourage you today so that you would know that, you know what, it is not about the failure. It is not about how many times you fall. Because the Bible says that a righteous man falls seven times. But guess what? In order to fall seven times, that means six times he had to get back up. And I believe if he got up six times, that seventh time that he falls, he's going to get back up. So there'll be an eighth time and a ninth time and a tenth time. Somebody's going to catch it. And so we have got to understand that it is not the failure that proclaims and defines us, but it is the times that we get back up and the times that we dust ourselves off and the times that we say one more again, the times that we say, I'm going to try this one more time. Those are the times. That is when we define who we are. That is where we set the pathway of how life is going to be. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to fall into place. Nothing ever does. I believe if you talk to Bill Gates, if you talk to when Steve Jobs was alive, if you spoke with him, if you talk to Steve Wozniak, if you talk to Russell, what's his name? The big Russ Simmons. If you talk to him, if you talk to anyone that's doing any of their dreams, it was a dream. It was a thought in their head. But I believe that none of them really got it right the first time. There were things that they had to throw away. There were things that we would have thought were great and grand and just all right to be able to put out on the market, to be able to get something out there. And they thought, no, it's a piece of garbage, and they threw it away. It was a failure, and they threw it away. As a matter of fact, the very software that we all know and love and use on our computers, Microsoft, that software, that was somebody else's trash. Xerox threw it out, and Bill Gates bought it for $50,000. That was garbage to them, but it became what made Bill Gates a success. So sometimes the failure that we look at as a failure is not a failure. It's something that's going to be great. It's something that's going to develop. But if you give up on it, then it becomes another man's treasure. If you give up on it, then God gives it to someone else so that they can do what you were supposed to do with it. And so what I want to do is I want to encourage you today that no matter what you're looking at, no matter where you are, you might be like I am, dusting yourself off from a major failure, from a devastating blow, from something that seemed to knock the life out of you. You might be just saying, you know what, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but there's something on the inside of you. There's that little inkling on the inside of you that says, don't give up on this. Take it back off the shelf. Take it out of the drawer. Put it back in the forefront of your mind, and let's try it one more time. Let's try it once again. Maybe it needs to be revamped. Maybe there was some missing details, because you know what? I'm going to tell you, success is in the details. So maybe you got to go back over the details, and maybe you skipped a step. Whatever it may be, don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on what God has given you. Don't give up on who you are, because God created you. And he created you for greatness. None of us are mediocre. God doesn't make junk. He didn't make you to be junk. He didn't make you to be trash. He didn't make you to be somebody's throwaway. You get to live the life that God has already decreed and spoken over your life. I don't care if you're 75, 102, or 3. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter when you get in the game. All that it matters is that you're in the game. So get in the game, stand up, and say, you know what, I might have fallen, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to try it again. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw myself out. I'm not going to throw out the vision that God has given me. I'm not going to throw out the dream that God has given me. Because let me tell you, or let me just tell you this, if God gave it to you, because God gave it to you, when God gives it to you, wherever you may be in those statements, it is God's, and he will perform it. And we just have to get out of God's way and let God be God and let him rule and reign in our lives, because that is what he wants to do. That is what he wants to do. He says, I know the thoughts I have concerning you, and they're not thoughts to bring you down. They're not thoughts to make you miserable. They're not thoughts to keep you on the bottom totem pole. They are thoughts to elevate. They are thoughts to magnify. They are thoughts to make you rise above this world. Because God is not, he's the God of this world, but he's not the God of this world in the fact that he's limited to this world. He created the universe. He created the galaxies. He put everything that we see into place. He spoke it into existence. We serve a God that there is nothing too hard or difficult for him. And if he gave you a design, if he gave you a plan, if he gave you a dream, if he gave you a vision, that means it is accomplishable. I keep saying that word. That means it can be accomplished, okay? I'm going to make up a new word, and I'm going to have a new word put in the dictionary. It's going to be accomplishable. But anyway, God is doing it for you. He is doing it for you. If you would just take a breath, take a breather, get back in that closet and say, God, where did I go wrong? Why didn't this happen? Where do I need to fix it? What did I miss? When you go back to God, believe me, he will tell you where you went wrong. When he showed me where I went wrong with this last thing that took me out or tried to take me out, it was just a simple mistake, but it cost me greatly. And now I know what to do moving forward. He's given me the strategy on what to do to move forward. He's even shown me how to clean up some of the things, some of the details that weren't in place. They are now in place. And so now when I move forward with him at the helm, and I am just the co-pilot. I am just the backseat person. I'm not even the backseat driver. I relinquished all driving to him. I told him, Jesus, take the wheel. My time is up, but I just want you to be encouraged today not to give up. Don't give up on the things that God has given you, because believe you me, if he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. You be blessed and be encouraged.